We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Damon Brew Show. It's good to be here this week. My only show this week because the A's are out on the East Coast. They just got thumped, kind of, in Baltimore. The thumping continued in Boston, and hopefully will be over when Rich Hill takes the ball tomorrow in Tampa. We talk to A's GM David Forrest each and every Thursday. Glad we're on the air today to talk to him about what's going wrong with the Oakland A's. David, it's been a rough go of it. Let's start with a question I'm sure you've been looking forward to. How about them Warriors, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. I've stayed up late watching them the last couple nights. That was a lot of fun. But, God, I have to apologize for your show being preempted for those three games out of Boston. That probably wasn't worth it, was it?
It was rough. It really, really was. I mean, I enjoyed the time off, but, I mean, it's kind of getting ridiculous here. The fourth straight loss with at least 11 runs allowed, that's a first in the 116-year history of the team in consecutive games. This, of course, your first season as GM, so congratulations.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and you know, the fact is we did not do anything well in those three games, and you know, you stretch it back to the two previous games in Baltimore as well. We just haven't pitched well, and when your starting pitching doesn't give you a chance to stay in, let alone win games, it's really hard on everybody else. And obviously, the bullpen has sort of worn it the last week, and it's kind of a cycle that you need to get a good start to break out of it, and we haven't gotten that, and you sort of put that on top of the injury issues. Obviously, the last 3 days, we've put Canna, Hendricks, and Lowry on the disabled list. Valencia misses a couple days with his hamstring acting up again, and Bob's got a short bench, a short bullpen. It's a really bad combination, and ultimately it leads to you getting thumped for three games, like you said.
We're talking with David Force here, GM of the Oakland A's. I appreciate your candor. I really do. I think Lowry being out of the mix is just brutal on you guys right now. He was one guy who was really swinging a good bat early in the season.
Yeah, Jed was brought back here, I should say, because of his bat and because of his ability to drive in runs, and he's done a really good job of that the first 6 weeks. So losing him is a switch-hitting bat, can be in there every day. That one stings, but the reality is the Coughlins and Valencias of the world have to pick up the slack, and we'll get Tyler Ladendorf in there, and you may see some other guys come up from Nashville. You know, that's what good teams do, is ultimately they pick up for one another, and we'll see if we're able to do that.
Your starters have lost 9 of 10, got an ERA over 8.5 in that stretch. And let's face it, I mean, the starting staff is just throwing unsustainable innings right now. They're killing your bullpen. Which concerns you the most, the failure of the starters or all the tax that's being put on your pen?
It's probably the latter right now, because I think we still have a lot of talent in the starting rotation. I mean, like you mentioned, Rich has pitched well, so that's been a bright spot for us. No one is doubting that Sonny is going to bounce back. He's had three rough ones in a row, but this is a guy who's an all-star, who's a top-of-the-rotation guy, a legitimate ace. He's going to bounce back. Kendall Graveman has shown he can succeed in the big leagues. And Sean Manaea has the stuff to do it. He powered through the minor leagues. You've seen him get swings and misses up here. He had, even in the games where he hasn't performed, he struck guys out. He just, for some reason, left a bunch of pitches in the middle of the plate the other night. So the talent is there in the starting rotation, and we're on the precipice here of getting Henderson Alvarez back in the next 10 days, so that's going to help. So I'm confident that they're going to pitch better, mostly because they can't pitch any worse.
Does Manaea stay when Henderson's back?
I think that remains to be seen. I mean, Jesse Hahn pitched a good game in Nashville this morning, so he's going to be back at some point. So I think we'll probably wait until Henderson's actually back to decide what that move is. But, getting back to your original question, the long-term effect on the bullpen is probably the biggest concern. So, and that's the biggest reason we need to start getting, 90 to 100 pitches and 5 to 6 innings out of our starters so that those guys can get back into their routines and their spots. I mean, look, pitching, having Ryan Dahl pitch in the third inning of any game is not a winning combination.
No.
So, you know, as good as Ryan was in May when he was pitching in the seventh, eighth inning and getting to those guys at the back, you know, we need to get these guys back in those roles.
Rich Hill, like you said, is one of the bright spots. He's got a 2.39 ERA this year. Really, his only poor start was when he was thrown into the opening day role because Sonny got food poisoning, was sick, whatever happened there. He's been a good signing for you, and hopefully we'll pick things up back in Tampa when you get going on this road trip again tomorrow. As good as he's been, everyone's still looking at Sonny and saying, is there anything wrong there? Is there any injury? Is there any tweak? Is there any discomfort that he has that we don't know about that you're going to tell us about right now in breaking news?
Well, first of all, he's physically 100%.
Okay.
There's absolutely nothing there. And it won't surprise you to know that we've spent a lot of our time this week here in the office and on the coaching staff, digging through video, digging through the metrics, looking at his pitch FX data, looking at all those things for differences, for issues. And you know, I will say we've discussed a few things that will probably keep internal that Sonny needs to work on.
But you think you found something?
Not to give too much away,
sure.
But he has some things with his breaking ball and his fastball command that he needs to improve in order to get out.
It's the old keep the ball down situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the ball in the park, keep the ball down, keep the ball in the strikes. There's a lot of things that everybody in the rotation can do, and that's why I expect them to improve.
How frustrated is Melvin right now?
You know, the great thing about Bob is how incredibly optimistic he is every day. I mean, and I think that's why our guys like playing for him so much is, you know, Bob believes we can win every single day he goes out there. So, you know, he's the right guy to lead this group and somehow figure out a way to get them out of it.
You know, you're 1-9 in the last 10 games, a run differential of minus 49. I mean, I appreciate the optimism. Only the last place Twins have a worse run differential in the American League right now. This is something that Billy and I would talk about all the time over the years that he and I had this conversation. And, you know, these numbers are ominous at best, David. I mean, let's just be totally honest here. And I really hoped it would take us a little longer into the season to get to any type of questioning like this. But, you know, you can't help but see the A's streak in the wrong direction and think sell-off could be coming.
Yeah, well, that's not something that we've talked about is kind of the best way I can put it. I mean, there's no doubt that we need to, you know, change direction and do it quickly. We've given up the most runs in the league by a lot, I think. So, and you mentioned the run differential. It generally doesn't lie. It's a good indicator of what's going on. So the reality is we can't continue in this direction much longer. So, I'm going to remain hopeful that we turn things around, have a good series in Tampa, and then get home to play well in front of our crowd.
Harper should get games for an FU for an umpire, fair or foul?
I think what Bryce got was fair. You know, clearly he violated the rule that you can't come back on the field once you've been kicked out of the game. As far as his language and actions toward the umpire, I don't pretend to have the full story. I mean, everyone knows there's 1,000 cameras out there at all times, so you're not going to get away with that the way you once might have.
If swearing at a home plate umpire today costs you a game, how many games would Reggie Jackson have missed in his career?
Reggie Jackson was lucky to play when there weren't cameras out there.
You know, looking around the rest of baseball, everyone stopped to see Tim Lincecum in his workout. What did you see from the showcase? Did you have anyone down there monitoring? And are you surprised or not surprised that he's not being measured for someone's uniform right now?
We did have somebody there at the workout and got a full report back from one of our scouts. You know, I don't know if I'm surprised. I mean, it's a tough time of year. Teams are still trying to figure out what they are, similar to the way we are, and who the contributors are. So it's kind of a strange time to be signing somebody from the outside, and you know, particularly from a money standpoint too. A lot of teams push their budget to the limit just to get to opening day, and then you kind of have to create room for somebody like Timmy. So I don't know. I'm sure it won't be much longer. I've read that he's anxious to get out there, so it'll be interesting to see where he lands.
When the A's are going in the wrong direction, how do you basically, you know, like you do something bad to yourself? Are you like a chain smoker? Do you pity eat? Do you crush pints of Ben and Jerry's? Do you just throw down burrito after burrito? How do you basically self-imbibe when you're giving up 11 a game?
This is great. I can cancel my therapy session later. all honesty, I am I'm a stress eater. So
stress eater.
Yeah, if there are candy bars and ice cream around, forget about it. They're gone. But most of the time, I try and immerse myself in my kids and watch the game and then let it roll off so I can enjoy whatever time I have to spend with them. That's kind of the best therapy post-game.
With the number one overall pick in the candy bar draft, A's general manager David Force selects.
It's a Snickers. It's an easy pick. Hands down, it's the most satisfying one you're going to find out there.
Is that like a five-tool candy bar?
Absolutely. There's no question. I take Snickers first.
David, thanks an awful lot, man. Hopefully things start to turn around for you in Tampa starting tomorrow behind Rich Hill. Always appreciate you coming on. And when we catch up next week, let's be talking about a better run differential and a better week of baseball, all right?
That sounds like a perfect plan. Thanks, Damon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.